For many years, Sagacious Levingston felt like she was faking motherhood. The women she knew looked nothing like the mothers in books and on TV, and she felt like she was constantly failing to live up to what other people thought she should be. Rather than keep trying to change, though, Levingston decided to change the story with a group she called Infamous Mothers.
I've come from four generations of sex workers. My great-grandma was a sex worker. My grandma was a sex worker. My dad was part of the sex industry. My sister was part of the sex industry. I knew that that wasn't for me, but I still found myself engaging in risky behavior. And I was having all of these children, and I didn't have the self-esteem to protect myself because I felt like, well, if I do this, then this person's not going to want to be with me, then I can't get the validation that I need, then I can't go through the world being smart because I have to get the validation first, then I can be smart, right? So there was this whole process that I was trying to go through, and I had to overcome that. One day I had to wake up and say, I have this string of kids. And, you know, when you mess up one kid, you can blame the kid. The kid was a fluke, right? But if you mess up five, folks are like, who is your mama? Who did this? And unleash these folks into the world, right? So I looked up and I had all of this responsibility and I had to do something about it. I didn't see stories like mine. You know, one of the things that I say a lot is that I found myself and women like me amputating parts of myself, ourselves, to fit into these neat boxes. And after a while, you cut off enough pieces, there's just nothing left. When I started this research, I was interested in all mothers, right? And I'm still interested in all moms. But what I noticed was the women who were damaged most by the mothering narratives were moms like me, moms who had come from impoverished Black backgrounds, moms who had multiple children by multiple men, moms who were teen moms or moms who were on drugs. So any mom that I can imagine was in my community was the ones who were really damaged by the mothering narrative. So I knew that if I could help empower that group of mom, it would kind of trickle up. I grew up around amazing women, amazingly. Oh, God, I'm about to cry just thinking about these women. Where I come from, women on the south side of Chicago, women in low-income housing. What I experienced with moms who were tough. Tough was their love. Tough was their form of love. Their mothering met the intensity of that environment. So my name is interesting, right? My mom has a college degree. My dad, who has no college degree, used to read the dictionary, and he named me Sagacious. And I asked my dad, why did you name me Sagacious? Because I'm the only one in my I have 11 other siblings. Their names are like Chandra, Sean, Kyle, Paul, Isaac, right? I'm the only Sagacious, right? So why me? And my dad said, because I wanted you to live up to your name. That was important to me. And so as time went on, when I became an adult, I said, Dad, there's a word right across from my name, Salacious. You know, one letter different, it would have been the pole for me, Dad. I would have been right there swinging on the pole, right? And here I am at the podium, right? Like, that was one letter different. And then I realized that he understood that, and that name was very intentional. By the time he got to me, he was saying, enough. There's something that's happening in our family. And if I call you something different, if I call you wise every day, then maybe you'll rise. There's something really humbling when you carve out a space for yourself and then other women say, this fits me too.
Sagacious Levingston is the founder of Infamous Mothers. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Erica Janik.